After a career helping catch criminals, a retired Pittsburgh police detective is facing charges herself. Margaret Peg Sherwood allegedly falsified documents in two homicide cases and tried to stop a domestic violence prosecution to protect an informant. All three occurred since 2014. 90.5 WESA's Megan Harris spoke to WESA's legal analyst David Harris about the implications of those charges.
David, Peg Sherwood is accused of lying and falsifying documents in two homicide cases and a third related to domestic violence. But Peg Sherwood spent 27 years on the force and worked several high-profile cases. So what should we expect from the fallout?
We should expect not only that there'll be a searching inquiry into what she did in these cases, as there already has been with the Attorney General's office sort of steering things, but also that any other high-profile or even small war case in which she was involved and a primary witness would now be open to question.
Can any person now, either a victim who feels they didn't receive justice or someone who was convicted through her detective work, come forward and say, wait, maybe she lied about my case too?
I would expect almost anybody who'd ever been in a case in which Detective Sherwood was the lead or played an important role as a witness would come forward. And I think any of our institutions that handle a lot of cases that Detective Sherwood would have been involved in, such as the Public Defender's Office, will probably take a look at all of the cases that it has handled where she was in the lead to see if there is a possibility that those cases may be tainted too. So we have charges in three different cases, but it is very likely that the effect of this will spill over into some other number more. We just don't know how many at this point, but whenever this has happened in other areas of the country, we tend to see the number grow over time, not get smaller.
When you talked about other areas of the country, this isn't just a Pittsburgh problem with one police officer at the forefront.
No, it's not. Right now, in fact, the media in New York, the New York Times, they're doing a series about how this practice, which they call testa-lying, is so common in their own police department.
Yeah, testa-lying can cover all manner of police misconduct, faking lineup results or falsifying evidence, documents, lying under oath. That's not unlike a few of the nine charges Sherwood is accused of here.
Now, by all records that they have, the problem may not be as large as it was 25 years ago when the Mullen Commission first looked at New York practices and found that this was probably the most widespread type of police corruption that there was. But it is still a problem. They were able to identify 25 cases in New York City. And the real problem was that even when police officers were caught, when there was videotape showing that what they had said was not true, they very seldom faced any consequences whatsoever. And when you have no consequences, it's no surprise that the practice persists, even if it's not as widespread as it used to be.
What's the local review process for cases when the integrity of an officer or investigator or court official comes into question?
Well, in any such process, you might have a police department involved and certainly a prosecutor's office. Here, since the official was a police officer, you had an outside agency involved, the Attorney General's office, after the local prosecutor's office, correctly, in my opinion, referred it out because they don't want to be the ones who are investigating and prosecuting the case of a local police officer who has been a witness in their own cases.
And Sherwood is scheduled to enter a formal plea at her arraignment in early April. David, what do you expect to hear?
She'll plead not guilty, and the case will go on from there. But you know that this is only the first step in a long process.
Thanks, David.
You're welcome.
That's 90.5 WESA's Megan Harris speaking to University of Pittsburgh law professor and WESA legal analyst David Harris.